Eric Snodgrass now joins us here on the Closing Market Report to take a look at the weather forecast. Eric, where should we start today?
Well, Todd, what I think we should be talking about here is the fact that over the last few weeks, we've really seen a summer-type pattern set up. And what I mean by that is we've seen a lot of shower and thunderstorm activity across Illinois, across Indiana, but we've had some fields that have been completely missed by these recent rains. So it's interesting. I'll see some farmers talking about how they've had flash flooding. They've got standing water in their fields here in Illinois. And then I'll hear of other farmers who talk about how they haven't gotten anything. We've actually had a flash drought situation set up where the top couple of inches have dried out simply because we've had some stronger winds. We've had temperatures that have been in the upper 80s, even a day in the lower 90s. And that basically can dry out that soil very, very quickly. So it's been an interesting start to our planting time period because we've made such progress over the last few weeks of getting everything planted. Well, what I have to watch in the next couple of days is this. We've been discussing this tropical feature that's coming up out of the southeastern United States heading toward the northeast, and it has brought in enough moisture that on the western side of that, well, that moisture is finally interacting with the with the eastern corn belt. So I'm talking about Indiana, Illinois, Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, which means we might be seeing some flow over the next 24 to 36 hours that comes out of the east, which means our storms, our precipitation is coming out of the east. And what I would love to see is a couple of these weather systems kind of moving through, bringing in a big blanket of precipitation. Let's get a good rain on this crop right now that, the crop that's in the ground needs a good soaking rain at this time of the year to really help it out. So we'll be watching that basically next 24 hours. When we get into the day on Saturday, there might be parts, especially of western Illinois, that get a chance to kind of dry back out. And then we're going to be watching the system coming in from the west on Sunday. So right now we have in the middle part of Kansas a low pressure system emerging. It will be bringing a lot of severe weather to the high plains and then a good soaking rain to parts of Nebraska and South Dakota, two regions that actually do need the precipitation. Now, while Nebraska is ahead on planting, South Dakota is not. So it's an interesting trade-off. They actually want this rain because there's still some residual drought in that area from last year. They want this rain, but at the same time, they'd like to get this crop planted. Well, that system lighting up the northern plains and the central plains today with severe weather is going to move toward us on Sunday.
Have you been looking further ahead, say maybe through the whole of the next month or 30 days or so?
I don't really see us breaking down out of this warmer pattern. We're kind of in a warm pattern with these two troughs that are kind of flanking North America, one near Greenland and one near Alaska, and that's allowing for some heat to build into our area. Now, this is really a summer-like pattern, and as a consequence, more of these hit-or-miss showers and thunderstorms are going to be kind of the rule that we're going to have to be following here over the next, maybe up to the next 30 days. It looks as though planting, our early start of our season, not only planting, but the early start of the growing season here is going to feature a pretty rapid accumulation of growing degree units. And if we talk about when the crop was planted here in central Illinois, that may mean a first week of July pollination time period, which means we're going to have to watch that time very, very carefully. Also, we've been talking about the long-range summer outlooks, and I'll tell you, I've not seen too much of an adjustment in the recent model runs that have come out, which means I still think we're going to have a warmer than average summer around here, but I think most of the heat's going to be confined to the central plains and like the Pacific Northwest. And that means it will be very important for us to watch by mid-June where the ridge sets up. And if it tends to favor more of a western position, that's great for Illinois weather, that's great for Illinois corn and soybeans because we get some northwest flow aloft and quite a bit of thunderstorms. Now, that's just an idea. I'll have to watch it very, very carefully to see how it does eventually evolve.
What about weather around the rest of the world?
I'll mention Argentina first. They have finally started to dry out after a very, very wet last 15 to 25 days, which has really impacted the harvest of their crops. And also points north of there where we've seen really, really dry conditions in parts of Brazil's southern growing regions and also in Mato Grosso. We have seen recently that some precipitation move back into the area, but it's probably not enough to completely revive that crop and get them back toward big yields. So we've seen the USDA kind of lower estimates in that region because of that. And also, I want to talk about Canada. We know that parts of Manitoba, parts of Saskatchewan, and parts of Ontario have been quite dry. We will get some rains out of this system that's coming through right now in southern Manitoba, but this isn't going to be enough to kind of save the situation in that area. So we've got a lot to be watching over the coming weeks, and I'm glad we talk once a week so that we can kind of get the bigger picture filled in here.
Me too. Hey, thanks for being with us again.
Yeah, thank you.
Eric Snodgrass is with Agrible.